the chanting of the holy name, two things are very important: respect and attention. Lack of respect and lack of attention is the main cause of the 10 offenses being committed. For instance, the Guru and the Vaishnavas, they are repository of all knowledge and they are representatives of the Guru Parampara. Therefore, one has to approach them with great respect. Just like in a school, the chief administrator or the principal, down to the teachers and all the staff, and the very school setup, they all are actually established so that the students who join there can study, get equipped, gradually pass all the exams and earn a degree and go higher, get elevated. So to this effect, all the school staff and teachers and the administrators, they all work for that purpose. But if a student takes the school cheaply or disrespects the staff and authorities, nobody will take that fellow seriously, because he is antagonizing the whole setup of the school and the system and the teachers. Similarly, in any country, the police and the army men and the air force men and the navy men and the commandos, they all are defenders of the country. If anybody attacks them or tries to assault them, then they will have to face a very dangerous end. Similarly, in any Guru Shishya Parampara, all the acharyas in the line, the gurus, the Vaishnavas, they are all defenders of the bhakti movement. They are protectors of the bhakti movement. They are sold out servants of the bhakti movement. So if somebody does not respect them, or somebody doesn't care for them, somebody ignores them, somebody offends them, then one cannot successfully graduate through the various stages of bhakti and come to the topmost stage of prema bhakti. Because it is going against the very fiber of the system and the teachers, who are great repositories of knowledge and representatives of the whole Guru Parampara. In the conditioned stage, when one is afflicted by false ego, one tends to think, I don't care, I don't need, I don't depend on anyone, I am on my own, I am a self-made master. These kind of false understandings cloud the mind of the conditioned soul. In such a state of consciousness, one tends to not only be inattentive, but one tends to even offend or disrespect the Vaishnavas and Guru, and due to which one loses the scope and opportunity for purification of heart, elevation in one's life, and ultimately attainment of prema. Therefore, in the chanting of the holy name, it is said, Sakale sammana korite shakati deho nataya tayatha tabe to gaivo hari nama sukhe aparadha behata. The very same principle which is being spoken here is explained as sakale samman korite shakati. One should cultivate the strength to be able to respect small and big, young and great Vaishnavas, understanding that all these are defenders of the bhakti movement and parampara, and all these are faithful adherers of the Guru Parampara, and all these are very dear to Lord Krishna. With this understanding, anybody who does not unnecessarily create trouble for himself by offenses and disrespect and lack of care, such a person who is very attentive has a very great opportunity and scope to chant the holy name with greater and greater enthusiasm and greater vigor, very soon clearing up his path of all the offenseful chanting, and he can go beyond the offenses and come to the stage of appreciating the Shuddha Naam. Harinam Prabhu ki.